It was in the mid-1990s when Josh Wisneski landed in Kachemak Bay as an 18-year-old. Today, he's a salmon set netter and still fishes halibut out of Seldovia. It's also where he says the inspiration for his current audio project was born.
When I was a kid and came across the bay here and started, you know, meeting and fishing for Alaska Native elders who, of course, been here forever, but as well as other people who had been fishing here since before statehood, I was just amazed by people's stories, for one, but also the depth of people's knowledge.
The Library of Congress's American Folklife Center hands out grants annually to document the oral histories of tradespeople across the country. They're then sent to the library's archive. Wisneski was one of six awarded the grant last year. He's collecting stories on behalf of the Alaska Marine Conservation Council. This year's audio contributions include stories from mail carriers in Appalachia and healthcare workers in New York's Hudson River Valley. Wisneski's recordings will be the first stories from Alaska.
And it's a real, like, wide range of people that kind of really reflect the diversity of the United States.
He started recording stories last fall and plans on talking to 20 fishermen. He's been to Homer, Seldovia, the south side of Kachemak Bay, and Sitka. He was also in Kodiak last month and will visit again later this spring. He says many of the stories touch on changes in commercial fishing's technology over the years.
I find a common theme of just an intrinsic value people have in the experience of it, whether it's pivotal experiences on the ocean and opportunities to see yourself and test yourself as you push yourself physically and mentally and emotionally, sometimes in complex situations, and just kind of a overall valuation, I think, of the camaraderie among fishermen.
Wisneski plans to whittle down his recordings and submit them to the Library of Congress this summer. He says he'll continue the project after that, though, and hopes to release a podcast from the stories. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.